While U.S. forces mass in the Gulf, a far smaller number of American soldiers is doing their bit toward war preparations from a base in NATO member Hungary. The government there has turned over a base in the south of the country to the U.S. to train Iraqi exiles for work in a post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. The American trainers and Iraqi trainees are isolated, but as NPR's Emily Harris reports, their presence has made some Hungarians nervous.
If you stand in the graveyard of a neighboring town, you can just see the tops of the big white tents. That's where local people say the Iraqis are living, on the Hungarian military base in Tazar. According to the U.S. military, all the participants in Task Force Warrior are men, recruited from Iraqi opposition groups around the globe. They're carefully screened and paid for their trouble. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Beavers says the first group has been training here for a little over a week now to become guides, interpreters, or liaisons between the U.S. military and people in Iraq.
The initial phase is kind of basic soldiering skills, drill and ceremony, basically learning how to march. And then the second phase is a civil-military operation, we call it civil affairs. There's a very small component of the training that has to deal with self-defense. The volunteers are trained to use small arms, 9mm primarily.
Access to this base in the snowy Hungarian countryside is strictly limited. American soldiers here for the training aren't allowed to leave, at least for now. The Iraqis aren't allowed to leave either. That was a requirement of the Hungarian government. The family right across the street is unconcerned about their new Iraqi neighbors. Husband Winsu Such chops kindling near the chicken shed while his wife Ono Mario chats on the porch. We don't care, she says. It doesn't matter to us who's across the road, just so long as they don't give us any trouble. But other people in the area are nervous. In Kaposvár, a larger town just up the road, Onito Magyarni feels too close to the base for comfort. We could have a problem, she says. They could drop a bomb on us for this. We can support the U.S., just not here in Tazar. Politicians have played on these fears. One said local communities weren't getting enough extra security, and a health official advised doctors to familiarize themselves with anthrax symptoms. Pollster Gergay Karacsony says the Iraqi training here ranks high among things Hungarians worry about, and 75% of Hungarians don't like playing host.
First reason is the people's general fear of terrorist reprisal. The second most important reason is this general disposition of Hungarians to be one to be left out of all conflicts. And the third reason is people are generally opposed to the war in Iraq.
Despite that popular sentiment, Hungary's socialist-led government backs the U.S. case against Iraq. It was one of the first eight countries to sign a statement of support. Hungary's main center-right opposition party, Fidesz, takes a somewhat harder line, saying military action must have UN or NATO backing. And the Tazar training has provided the opposition ammunition. Zsolt Németh, an opposition leader, chairs Parliament's Foreign Relations Committee. He says the government failed to tell the people what exactly was going on at Tazar.
In the beginning, it was said to be a language school. Then it turned out to be administrative training, and later on it was more military-oriented type of training. They are not too good at communication with the society.
Hungary's defense minister, Ferenc Juhász, shoots back that the opposition wrecked relations with the U.S. when it was in power, relations the current government is trying to repair. Tazar is a chance to show the United States that Hungary is a reliable partner.
Every relationship is based on trust, and it is this trust that we would like to reestablish, not just with the United States, but with our other allies as well.
He says the only reason people are worried about Tazar is they've heard so much about it in the news.
This is not happening against the will of the people, because if it were, you would see demonstrations, you would see marches, but people are not doing that.
Well, a few are.
Sőt, minket, magyarokat.
Last weekend, about 36 people came to Tazar from out of town to protest, led by a fringe rightist politician. A group of older folks and young men in black denounced the Iraqi training program as American imperialism. Most Hungarians don't support the extreme views of these protesters, but many do have worries about the training at Tazar. Emily Harris, NPR News, Tazar, Hungary.